Once again, the number of people losing their homes to foreclosures is down. In D.C., for instance, foreclosures fell 30% from a year ago. That's a big drop. We keep hearing a foreclosure boom is going to happen in Maryland. So far, that has not occurred. Here to talk more about all of that, Ron Citron of Long & Foster. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Glad to have you here. Why do you think foreclosures overall are decreasing?
Well, one of the main reasons, there's two separate things happening at the same time. First, the number of people going delinquent is back to 2007 level. So that's it's a more normal level. But what happened is during the we had the robo-signing scandal. And then during that period of time, the banks said, well, wait, how do we go about foreclosing on people now? And until they had this national mortgage settlement, which just occurred in February of this year, the banks didn't feel they had a real clear path to how to go through this foreclosure process. So a number of properties that they would have liked to have foreclosed on got backlogged. And so that backlog, we're thinking, should start beginning to present itself, you know, probably in the next couple months.
Okay, fair enough. Now, short sales, though, tell us about that. They're kind of hot.
Hmm? Well, sure. So all of a sudden, the banks are in this position where they stopped the foreclosure process, but they had these non-performing loans, and they had to have some way of dealing with it. And what it turns out to be is it's much better for the bank to go through the short sale process than go through the foreclosure process for two reasons. First, the foreclosure process is very expensive to the bank. They have to pay attorneys, trustees fees, property management fees, and they're typically looking at a vacant property where no one's looking out for the house. If they work with this, you know, the underwater borrower, seller, homeowner, that person, typically they're living in the house. They're not necessarily maintaining it because they're not paying their mortgage, but at the same time, they're hopefully not letting it deteriorate. And then they can have that person help them sell the property and avoid a lot of these extra fees. So the bank ends up netting more at the end of the day if they go this route.
And there's another reason for short sales to kind of pump ahead and wrap up by the end of the year, because ordinarily, I'm told, they would have to pay income tax on the debt forgiven, but Congress has waived that now.
Yeah, you know, that's one of those funny things that you never think about until it's there. So if you owe somebody money and you're forgiven that debt, the IRS considers that income to you. And so that's the same case with the short sale. If you owe a bank $200,000 and you sell your house for less than $200,000, and let's say they forgive you $60,000 worth of debt, the IRS says, well, you had $60,000 of, you know, of a benefit that's income that's taxable. So what's Congress has forgiven that has during through the end of this year, at least, hopefully they'll extend it, because it's a lot of income tax to people going through this if they get caught unaware of it.
Okay. And all in all, this spring, when you came in and I said, so how are you? You're busy. You've been telling us the housing market is hot. What are you seeing when it comes to home prices?
I think you have to look at the whole spectrum of the market. The lower the price range, the hotter the market is and the faster it seems to be appreciating. The higher the price range, especially as you get into the super high end, the market there is pretty sluggish. So it's this whole spectrum. But what I think is happening overall is because we've had fewer foreclosures, the lower end of the market, or the entry-level point of the market, is really tightened up inventory-wise. The inventory's dropped off dramatically. Buyers are really wanting to take advantage of these low interest rates. And so we've seen tremendous demand there, which is creating price appreciation in that level. And it keeps trickling up. As one data point gets high demand, it pushes up the next price point above it, and it's pushing its way up the ladder. What will be interesting to see, if this little foreclosure boom that we're talking about coming several months out, what impact that's going to have on the entry level range, because that's typically where those properties price out at.
Okay, Ron, thanks so much for being in on this Sunday morning. We're going to let you run off to your open houses on Sunday. I know you've got them.